Yeah, and the thing about it was she had three nipples, nigga.
What?
Oh shit.
Was it two on one too?
Two on one too. Hey, we live, nigga. Hold on.
Oh shit! Well, goddamn! Whose man is this? Since what?
Came out the percentile.
Okay.
In the top 2 percentile. Nigga, you so normal.
So normal.
Nigga, sit down like time.
Okay, all right, okay, okay, all right, okay, all right, okay, all right, all right, okay, all right, okay, oh, bitch!
Nigga, I'm wild.
Like, where the fuck is your name?
Yes, bitch!
Nigga, who playing this? Yeah.
I mean, who?
Like this?
Yeah.
Just like this.
I mean, who?
Can't stand the sis. Man, my shit so sick.
Uh-huh.
Yo, shit basic. Performing LASIK.
Okay.
But I spit.
What? Okay.
That ain't your bitch.
That's your bitch.
She's so sick.
He's so
when
sick.
On that troll shit.
Hey. Yeah.
And I'm all about my views.
All about them.
And I paid my dues.
I did it.
The family, the blues.
The blues. If you choose,
man, this
is
for
truth. It's
for truth.
What you do? What you say? What you do? What you want? What you say? What you do? Okay, man.
You ain't gonna lose. That's why you the best, man. I'm just over here admiring you.
Yeah. Fridge. Get it.
Come on, take a bite with the fridge.
Huh?
Too cool. Stuff.
That nigga, my nigga, you nigga.
What?
Where your auntie? Where your mammy? Where your cousin? Where your sister? Okay, all right, okay, all right, okay. Oh, who in the building?
You say that
boy sound
geek.
So geek,
yeah. Don't shit. Get my real IT. Okay. Something small in the open beach. Better on black. Show the most. I sit on stacks. And everything I say get
hashtag fast.
Yeah, I got them haters. I ain't seen them.
What?
And you still trying to put your share around. I'm bitching. I'm living the flare around. Was always somebody's loud friend. Now every week they want to tune in. Now watching the names on the claim on. Talk about, yeah, that's my best friend.
Hey, best friend, that's my best friend. Oh, that's your best friend. Ah! Woo!
Yeah. I'm for the time being, we gonna let the cloud guard get the mic. What you got to say?
Who's me? For 1 hour only, you have been cleansed of all your sins, says I, the clout God himself.
Yeah.
The troll you love to hate, the fat nigga your baby mama used to date, and by date, what I do, Fridge?
You used to put the pipe game on.
I got put the pipe on him, cuz. It's me, it's the troll that you love to hate, life.
Yeah.
Best y'all, friend, what's up, best friend?
Man, what's going down?
You all right?
You got a little something to...
Before I get into this, I want to say, man, what is so hard about liking the motherfucking business page? It takes 2 seconds.
Hey, you know, one like can save a life.
One like can save a life.
Just come like the business page.
That's all you got to do. Right next to us, we have the coolest kid in the slow class, yeah. The blackest light-skinned nigga I know, who's not a fan of Drake. Frigidaire! Stand up, what you got? Adult-ish?
I'm gonna be a kid again, man.
Okay, all right, okay, okay, okay. So coming to you live, we have the blackest nigga that I know floating in on the same cloud that Goku used to when he died.
Oh, no.
Dressed in all white like the Omen. Kashmir.
What's up?
Alex.
I got that. What's all good? White. You got me.
Ooh. You don't want to do this today. Not on air. Supreme Bean, I am that. Yo, bring my little sister side here. She's been trolling all week. She had to take a break. She said it wasn't fair. What's up, Desa?
What
who?
What up?
How you doing?
What up? Yes, I'm here.
Did y'all invite all your peoples?
They better have.
Mm-hmm. They better have. That's what I heard. So listen.
Hey, yo, Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a love couch? What is that?
A love couch? A love seat, my nigga?
A love seat, what it called?
Nah, I'm just... Yeah, it's like a... I had to explain. So I got this couch set, right? It's a sectional, but all of it is interchangeable. All of it comes apart, and then the arms to it, you can move around too. So it's like Legos, but it's like furniture. So
that shit sounds fancy.
That shit look a little wide. I'm about to say you got a little big thing coming through or something.
Oh,
couch look a little wide, Baba.
Oh, my people.
You know, you or life visit, y'all have a place to sit.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh, fat
yeah, nigga. I mean, them skinny ass nigga chairs. I break those.
Fat nigga jokes. When y'all ever gonna get tired of them shits?
Never.
Never. It's all right, though. It's okay. I'm still a sex symbol and a god.
That's that you are.
Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas, you are. Now, some niggas ain't even none of the two. Anyway, anyhow, anywho.
Yeah.
You got one job, Beach Nigga.
Yo, what we decided though? Because I can't remember. I know what we're doing.
The bitch, don't make me ask you.
No, because I asked a dumbass question. And it was like, yeah, ask that shit on air. So I want to know what's the difference between a baby mama and an ex-wife that had your kids.
Oh, hold on one second. My shit is active. Okay. That's crazy.
What though. You clicking on over there, man?
I'm trying to do some new shit on the new computer, my friend.
You don't want you to stop me, touching man. Shit, man. Like your mom used to tell you in the store, stop touching
shit. Mom ain't never used to tell me that.
She didn't tell you that?
Nah, man.
You didn't just let you touch it?
Nah, man. I knew better, nigga.
Oh.
Jamar in the building.
We had to get reminded around my house.
You look like you got popped. Anyway, guys, the one question is, this shit is wild today.
What is this man over here doing, man?
I'm trying to mute this bullshit, but it ain't working.
Cash.
It's like I get stupid as fuck, man. Let me just back out of that shit. Fuck it. Anyway.
What's the difference, Cash?
Difference between a wife... I mean, an ex-wife and a baby mama?
I mean, if I had to really put some thought into it, I would say this. It varies because a baby mom could be anything. Because a baby mama could be a one-night stand that lasted too long. A baby mom could be a broke kind of. A baby mom could be a drunk night. A baby mom could be, I forgot to pull out. A baby mom could be, she told me she was on the pill. An ex-wife... You were committed to that. Like, at one point, you thought that y'all was going to be together forever. Y'all tried it. Y'all said, to death do you part. And then y'all was like, you know what? There's other things that makes us want to be apart.
I disagree. I disagree.
You disagree.
If you ain't my wife and we got Turan, you my baby mama. Fuck all the dumb shit.
Damn, so even if she was your wife, she's still a baby mama after
the... All of that.
You ain't going to give it at least...
All the smoke.
She can't keep the title?
I want all the smoke.
She can't keep the title.
I want all the smoke.
I don't even like using the
price. That means she can't keep the title.
She can't keep that. Yo, I can't keep the pussy getting her. Shit, she want child support, don't you? She's my baby mama.
Damn.
She's my baby mama.
You want some Mike show, man. Support.
That's right, goddammit. And a man, if you die, I'll kill you.
What about you, Des? Ain't difference between a baby daddy and an ex-husband with kids?
No. Because you know what? If
he's loyal.
No, because he's not. Okay, he's your ex-husband. He's not your husband anymore. So he's your baby daddy. I mean, if you don't want to say baby daddy, you could say my child's father. Same thing.
I guess the term
high in the building, bear baby, in the building.
Baby would have always carry like a negative. Was it
coming? If I put a ring on your finger and you call me your baby daddy, I'm taking a finger back.
William James in the building.
What you say, Cash?
I said if I put a ring on your finger and you call me a baby daddy, I'm taking your finger.
But You know what? I see women all the time who are married, and they'll be like, "Oh, hey, baby daddy," and like they'll be talking about their husband, and I'm like, "Why are you calling him your baby daddy?"
Before we go any further, go look up Heartbreak on SoundCloud. That's real Philadelphian music, real quick. Go look up my nigga Heartbreak. And if you are ex-wife, you a baby mama. Fuck all that. I just want to interrupt y'all niggas so I can get my point across. Just go ahead. Y'all go ahead. I'm good.
Go ahead.
They scared. They think I'm going to do it again.
Because you...
Our show. We just going to keep it in my house. Yo, y'all motherfuckers better talk.
I'm waiting for you. I mean, anytime we talk, you cut us
off. Alicia in the building! Ashley in the building! Sizzle in the building! You mean like that?
Like
yo, chill. Stop bumping the table.
Stop bumping the table.
Shit, I'm helping you out.
You fucking up the mix.
I'm helping you out.
You fucking up the mix.
All right, go ahead, Desiree. I'm good. I promise you. I'm going to sip on this Flint, Michigan water.
The lies you tell.
I'm going to kill myself slowly.
Nah, I mean, I said what I had to say. I mean, if you're not the husband, you the baby father, the baby daddy, father of my child, whatever. That's what you are. You're not. I mean, what other title do you want? You don't have another title.
What more do you want from me?
You have no other title besides your name.
I could call you
a sperm donor. I mean, if that makes you feel any better.
That's nasty.
What the chat say?
Young Heartbreak says he doesn't find that term disrespectful.
What's that, baby mama?
Baby daddy.
Are you proud to be a baby daddy?
Shit. I'm all the time. Val says, hi, Inara's dad. Oh, hi, dad from Inara. Nunu, you shouldn't be watching this shit, little girl.
Your daughter here right now.
That's right. Your mama a baby mama too, goddammit.
Oh!
No.
No.
Jamar says, I call my father sperm donor, but what's your mammy call him, nigga?
Oh, damn, don't do that to that man.
Sweet Dick Willie!
Yo, this nigga, that was a nigga ain't shit. Monica says egg provider? Okay, so sperm donor, egg provider?
Egg provider.
Somebody getting...
Egg provider, that was... So hold up.
That's not a little bit more giving than a damn sperm donor.
Hold up now. Because we finna get into that man's free throw. Y'all ready?
Alicia says call his last name. I like that one. Right, go ahead.
All right, so I understand it takes two to make a life, right? But does the egg carry? What does the sperm carry? What is?
Who gives the life?
Yeah,
the man gives the life. The I put sperm, it all in it. You know what I'm saying? My wife don't say, I'm ovulating. Come on, so I can give you this baby. No, she says, come give me this baby. That's what she said.
So the kids are already living in us.
That's it. That's what I tell my kids all the time. I go, look at you. 15
you hear
years
that,
ago,
young man?
15 years ago, you was in my balls. I say that to my son all the time. He doesn't like it.
Young man.
But it's the truth. He was in my balls.
You carrying around your kids in your balls right
all
now.
All of my balls.
Please respect your balls.
Please don't buy your underwear from Walmart. Get some nice, comfortable shit that cuff your balls correctly. You know what I'm saying? Spend good money because you got your kids in your balls. Not $3 for a pack of three.
Okay, and women are born with all the eggs that they're ever gonna carry.
Okay,
so at one point, your wife, her mother, and your child were all three connected at one time.
Say what?
Who eggs did all that?
You say my mama and my what? I'm confused. Okay. Talk about my goddamn mama. Okay.
No, I'm saying. Okay, for example. For example, when my mom was pregnant with me, I was developing, so all my eggs that I'm ever going to carry were already formed. So that means at one point, Deanna was in there too. So all three of us were connected at once. Aww. So women give life.
Allegedly.
We give life. We the one got the sperm.
And what you doing with that dormant ass egg yolk? Because we move, we swim.
Without us, you can't bring the life to life.
Nah, we did that. We did that.
Do we carry the baby? No, I let you hold that shit for 9 months. You push it out, and then it's mine.
Okay. But you don't do all the things for it. So.
That shit while I go and chill out and drink, and you can't. No. Y'all can have whatever you want, because ain't no little nigga ragging on my goddamn titties like my son do, so I'm good. One man only titties right here. Mine. Anyway, Fred is my baby mama, though.
Man, why are we doing this right
now? He gonna punch me, but I'm gonna laugh.
You already see I got the best of them.
What? I got a hit? What are you talking about?
You got a hit.
Yeah.
You started the fight.
I did, nigga.
I did an uppercut to the body.
No, you didn't.
And I gave you a noogie.
Give me a fucking noogie.
I gave your ass a noogie. It's like a big brother's supposed to. So I took that little nigga down there and I said, bitch!
So technically you just rubbed my head.
What? So I'm the baby mama?
You are the baby mama.
Maybe. Moving on.
Took that thing up there.
Oh my God! What is going on? Listen, this shit is.
Ridiculous. I mean, you did birth the show, right?
I didn't birth it. I put it in fridge. He birthed it.
You did give birth to the show.
Cash is the the godfather? You said. Anyway, guys, yeah. Let's move on before we get carried away. I don't have time to be pissing production off today because I need some vagina tonight.
Okay, next up,
vagina.
No, we're not doing it again.
Okay, dogs. Just the other day, R.I.P.Z. in the Heezy, Kim Porter died.
Did he do it or not?
Of complications.
We going straight in?
I was supposed to do a somber, like,
oh,
I was supposed to say R.I.P. Right, moment of silence. She was a beautiful, like, I don't even know. She said she was all black, but she looks like Cantonese and like West Indian, dog. Something about her was just gorgeous. Say it like that.
Gorgeous.
Nah, gorgeous.
I said gorgeous.
I mean, that thing was beautiful.
Water used to glisten all over your
did heart. Puff. Oh, give oh, a moment of silence. Man, 1, 2, 3.
You
go 5 seconds.
Don't know a number.
Cut. Did Puff Daddy kill her because he was liking man's booties and she knew about it? Go.
Mace. We throw the dance first.
Man,
dance.
Everybody knew Puff Daddy like ass, man. Man ass. Oh, I think they're telling you to read the disclaimer.
No.
Dance go.
Read the disclaimer.
Oh, shit. She about to get it.
We ain't even about to pay this whole serious responsibility for the outcome of what Dan's about to say. Go.
Go, Dan.
Oh, wow. You just going to put it on me? Not us, but me?
Can you take what off the screen?
Because you say read the disclaimer like you finna say something real.
No, I'm putting it out there for everybody. I'm blanking the statement.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I love a good conspiracy theory.
Right.
I don't think... Okay, everybody's saying Diddy had something to do with it because she was coming out with that tell-all book. But, I mean, that might be true. But Christian Combs and Quincy Brown, her sons, their careers are taking off.
Oh, so maybe, Illuminati.
You did a little digging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did. You know what's weird, though, is I watched that new Quincy movie the day before she died.
What's the new Quincy? Because all them shits be low budget as fuck. Except
it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. It's called Holiday Calendar.
So do you really think that his career is taking off if he's still going straight to Netflix movies though?
He's on Star. He's on Fox too. He has that show on Fox Star.
Netflix break bread.
That nigga look like a young goddamn Albie Shore, boy.
Well, that is his daddy.
I'm just saying though.
Albie Shore.
I only make kids like that to spit in his light skinned niggas' genes is strong.
Clearly.
I don't like to say we weak, but listen. When we put it in.
Light skinned niggas' genes is strong like you ain't got
them. Who?
Huh?
I'm not light skinned, Cash.
My dad's not light skinned.
I got on jeans, or do I?
Pants. You got on pants, man? Did he take his pants off next to me? I'm not looking down. Did he take it off?
Look down.
No.
Look down.
Did he take his pants? Did he take his... Did you take your pants off next to me?
Maybe. I swear, boy. If I look down and see a damn dick, boy.
Or do you just go see a dick?
Yeah. Jamal done turned all the way around. He don't want to see none of this.
Anyway, guys, what do you say, Cash? Did Puffy do it or not? What the fuck? What the hell? You gonna stop doing this shit to me, man. I got a bad heart of gold.
No, I had to think about it because I was thinking, like, what if he told Cassie, yo, I'm finna X out my ex, and then Cassie was like, nah, I can't be down with that. Like, I already know enough. It's only so many secrets I can keep it. And so that's why she left. And then, like, a week later, what is that?
Do you think we're gonna die if we say Puff Daddy like the blowing man buttholes?
Well, see, the thing is,
you know what? Just to be safe, I'm not gonna say that. You could say it.
You can say it. Who said it? I didn't say that shit. I
read the disclaimer.
Read it again. You say puppy bones and man booty holes. You got to say the disclaimer.
We ain't anybody for this. Hold zero responsibility for the outcome ourselves with the show because life said that P. Diddy blows in booty holes of men.
Thank you.
Damn it, Latell, why do you want me to die?
Yo, I think Diddy, I don't know. I think he did.
I don't think it's so big of a deal to Diddy, though. Like, I think if he was messing with men and he messing with men.
Maybe it was the means that she was making in the book.
I think everybody know Diddy fuck with niggas, though. I mean, come on. Right, everybody knows it. They say it 1,000 times. It's not like he really tried to hide it.
Yeah, I mean, so does Russell Simmons, though.
Yeah, 50 said the nigga was trying to take him on a spending spree. What do you call it? Shopping spree. Yeah, he's like, nah, nigga.
Hey, yo, puppy man, I don't want any of that shit. Nigga. I get my own shit.
Yeah, I want it.
No, there's a whole club. There's a whole club about it. Like Diddy, Russell Simmons. I forgot what it's called because I was watching. No. I was watching some of my videos.
Do he or do he not?
I thought he was hashtagging me too, though.
Hmm.
Both can.
I'm just saying. I was watching some conspiracy videos, and it just said about like I forgot what the club is called. I was like, oh, I gotta look. I'll look it up and I'll post it on the page somewhere. But it's a whole little inner circle of. I mean, look at Chris Stokes and Raz B and Marcus Houston.
Chris Stokes is kind of a touchy topic for us.
Not it.
You're always late. Now Chris Stokes gotta fuck you, man. You always late. Don't even explain to them why we're saying this. Don't do it. It'll take away from the style. Just don't say his name no more, okay?
I forgot to say that.
Why is he gonna appear behind you?
I'm explaining.
You say his name 5 times, he's gonna appear behind you.
I'm looking like candy. Except he don't kill you, fuck you. Don't say his name, okay? Marcus used to come out the background and shit. Don't say his name, man.
Oh my god, it's Sharita's.
We in our affiliates. Man, it's the third time. Me and our things on zero responsibility for the outcome of the show.
Chrissy says this is getting weird.
Duh. Hey, stop typing in the chat. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Who's doing it? What's happening?
Dad's doing it.
Oh, stop it.
Yo, stop. That's three. Chill. Yo, man, listen.
So 9 times out of 10, Puffy did not do it. The 1 time out of 10 is that what we're worried about. We're gonna move on.
I'm
that's
block
weird.
Her.
As hell.
Block.
That's weird.
Just deleting the comment.
I don't know how the hell Chris Stokes got involved in this shit.
Like, y'all trying to figure out how Chris got involved in this shit.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, you should be involved in everything. God damn. Okay.
I ain't never want anything much as I want you. Chill!
So this time, not Desiree. What's the nigga name? Cash? He has I don't know. Y'all like, he wanted the same. He did have a song he wanted us to
y'all
play.
Y'all two intertwined or something.
Ooh.
Y'all intertwined.
For yourself, and you'll find out that a lot of those so-called authorities
Brittany in the building. It's a music break, Brittany.
Charm.
Who this is, Cash?
I'm the motherfucking greatest. Y'all don't know that shit. I don't need your money, you can hold that check. Had a crib and some polo sweats. I don't need a hoe, that's what the hoe gon' get. I'm on my worst behavior. Bad side piece.
And that was the shortest song I ever recorded.
You never love us, coming for your money, motherfucker, don't trust us. You ain't shit, bought a brand new crib, yeah, move that brick. I don't want nothing with your drill clip.
Get him with
the
shoulders.
Get him with the shot. Fuck, I do that bitch, done doing promo. And it's still motherfucker most of. Made a couple million off a brand, motherfucker, we ain't even got a logo. Bitch, you better have my money.
Money.
I don't see anybody but me.
Ain't nobody but me.
Get a shit too rich.
Shit too rich.
Like me, get money.
Get that, yeah.
I'm an insomniac, a motherfucking insomniac.
Hopefully Puffy didn't kill you.
Oh, shit.
Buddy like booty. Cut that shit. Listen.
Shout out to the 4 a.m. crew, insomniacs.
But yeah, nigga, I go to bed 8:30 p.m., nigga, sharp. I ain't no insomniac. I be in that bitch.
Yes, we know when you go to sleep because Fridge comes out to play.
Ooh, that's when I allow his ass to. Baby mama.
Check my baby mama.
Listen, before we go
you
any further.
Baby mama one more time. Baby.
Number one, stop what you're doing. Donate a dollar to the Whose Man's Is This Cash on Cash App. You can donate $5, you get yourself a Whose Man's Is This wristband.
Yes,
you bitch ass, broke ass, trick ass, hoe ass, lame ass niggas ain't donated a dollar in a long time, but yet and still we allow your ass to creep, skip, stop, jump in niggas inboxes, bitches inboxes, do all that crazy shit, 9K strong. I should have 9,000 motherfucking dollars.
Waving and shit. I see you waving and shit.
Second shout out. We have currently 3 more episodes, 3 more weeks till we take a break. Then it's season 2. During this break, we about to upgrade and do all of that good shit and dope shit and be here for the season finale, episode 25. That's 25 punta. You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, 25 punta.
Mm-hmm. Also, Whose Man's Is This? Cash App is in the chat. Donate $1. I know you got that Black Friday money. Donate that shit, dog. This shit ain't free.
Yeah.
Last but not least, shouts out to all my entrepreneurs, black business owners, people that got their own platform, that are moving forward, trying to do their own thing. We support you. Inbox me. Holler at me, dog. We can work something out. I don't want y'all to feel alone. This shit is hard work, and we did this shit ass backwards. Ask anybody. If the shit that we know now, we would have known that shit fucking 9 months ago, we'd be millionaires already. But now, we know the shit, so holla at us. Anyway, going on. Moving on to the next topic, and I do apologize. It's fit to get racial for the next couple of topics.
Hold on, we racial already?
It's fit to get racial. Which one you want to go to? Sam's Club or
Bert? I thought we was going relationship next week.
Nah, nigga.
No, well, fuck it, then let's move it.
Let's start off first with this young man. Tell me his name, Fridge.
I'm gonna put him up there. Who that there, Ray?
Who that there talking about the boom boom room? The employee from Sam's Wholesale.
Oh shit, I didn't never find his name.
Took a picture with his Black Panther shirt on. Shout out to Employee of the Month. He took a picture with his Black Panther shirt on and white. Customers everywhere was outraged at his blackness, and they demanded for Sam's Wholesale to remove this picture and make this young man who worked so diligently and hard to win this prestige honor retake his picture. And that nigga said, hell no, he won't go. And Sam's Club said, you know what? It's profitable to say fuck the racist right now.
His name is TC Daniels.
TC Daniels.
TC.
I fuck with you the long way, not the short way.
You know what the funny thing about this is? It's not even the you know, militant Black Panther. That's like the literally the cartoon Black
he's
Panther.
He's just that came a out. Marvel nerd, yo.
Yeah, he's a Marvel not nerd. Even, like
trying to be like, you know what? You know, Black people are lit. He worked there for 10 damn years.
10 dog. Years at Sam's Club. And you gonna make me try to take my picture down?
And Sam's Club said, bitch, is you stupid or what? This nigga goddamn shells the shells better than any goddamn nigga that I know. And if he wanna wear a Black Panther shirt, then that black ass dreadlock nigga can wear it, bitch, nigga. That's exactly what they said. Nigga Sam Walton from the fucking hood. I know I sold a nigga crack back in the day.
Yo, if any of y'all are related to T'Challa, I ain't gonna call him by his real name, Chadwick.
That nigga name is what? Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman. If y'all related to him, please send him this story and tell him that TC would gladly retake his photo with T'Challa standing in the background. Tell him to come out there and wear the whole Black Panther uniform in the background. This we can all.
This just makes me want
to
say.
I'm just saying, if I'm gonna retake it, I want T'Challa in it with me. Get that man.
Why? It's white people so scared of blackness, dog. We don't do nothing but just try to be ourselves. And we, you know what I'm saying?
Go
the
ahead,
guy
Cash.
Who called said a KKK shirt wouldn't be loud. Yeah, that is stupid.
But this is a cartoon pizza.
Yeah, that's not Black Panther. Anyway, Cash, go. What you got to say over there with your Caucasian couch and your goddamn...
Man, you just called your couch white.
...outfit from the Caucasus Mountains of Europe.
Fiji Mountain looking ass.
Oh, exotic looking ass nigga.
Fiji Mountains are white.
Nigga over there quiet, nigga. Nigga looking like goddamn sperm. He ain't frozen. I seen his dreadlock sway in the wind. You know.
I think it's kind of like the boogeyman. Like, people create these fictitious monsters and then they're afraid of it, and they forgot that you created the lie that incites the fear, and it's not really real. Ooh. So,
honestly, that's smart.
Male blackness. But I thought we were talking about the security guard that got shot. That's why.
Hey,
I'm
nigga, like, you got to go the course, nigga. I'm the one who say when and how when. We're getting there, nigga. Slow the fuck down. Desi. Go ahead real quick, man. This is it's a segue. You want to go straight into that sad shit or what?
He don't like foreplay. He don't like it.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to play with it.
I mean...
Just say something real quick so we can appease the cast. He's getting all out of the fucking goddamn pocket.
Let him be in his bag. Nah.
What?
I don't even know what to say. I don't know. Sam's Club. I don't know. I ain't got nothing to say.
Okay. We'll move on. We'll move on. Because Fridge is a fucking idiot. Anyway.
Is he touching you under the table?
No. He's just stupid. It's okay. Nobody likes him anyway. We'll move forward to the next topic. Well, yeah. Is he did you call Fridge a monkey? Is that what you just asked?
No, I don't have on a onesie.
So, moving forward, right? Black hero slain by the evil KKK-ruled police force of America because every cop is a racist piece of shit. Just kidding.
We ain't about responsibilities. I'll come out of the show. I didn't say it. He said it.
Gunson got pissed off.
Because he's real life manic this morning. I mean, we should be real life manic.
So there was a young man working extra hours because he just had his newborn baby. It was Christmas coming up. He wanted to give his baby the livest of livest Christmases ever. So he was a certified security. He was not a bouncer. He was a certified security agent who had a concealed weapon license and was able to use his weapon around alcohol in a nightclub setting. If you niggas know how hard it is to be able to use a concealed weapon in a nightclub, then you already know that this man was a trained marksman.
Right.
Okay? There was somebody about to have a mass shooting, you know what I'm saying? Somebody of pink persuasion was about to go ham in a goddamn setting like they normally do when they get picked on or just get drunk or whatever, was about to murder about 37 innocent people. And this young man, give me his name, somebody.
Oh.
I can look it up real fast, but I have it. This young man saved the day. He saved the day. And cops came. His name was Don. Nope, that's not him. That's somebody else. His name was
I almost said.
Jamel Roberson. And his 9-month-old baby boy. He was 26 years old, working extra shift to buy gifts for his son and his child's mother. And he was slain by the police. As soon as they got there, they shot his ass.
So here's the question I got, man. Real life question. You walk in as a police officer and you see a guy on the ground and you see a guy in uniform with a gun standing over him. You know, like, why are you shooting? Like, without asking questions. What happens to telling them to put the gun down?
How many movies have you seen where niggas be in, like, people be in armed situations for hours, dog? If I'm in that situation, break, I'd rather get murdered by the snipers. Because at least you had a chance to hear me say, listen, my nigga, he's dead. I killed. As soon as you come in there, spider! This whole cursing thing that he said? Okay. So, and the blank A police murdered him despite of the patrons yelling, he saved us. He's a security guard. And they shot him right on sight. Because who cares about cockroaches and spiders, right? Even the hero ones. And Kanye West gave his family $150,000 so he can bury him, have a good Christmas. I know it does not take away the pain, but shout out to Kanye for doing what nobody else did. All you niggas out there with money didn't give a shit. You just, this is outrageous. Preposterous. The police killed another one. Y'all don't give a shit. Nobody does at the end of the day because y'all ain't started wilding yet. You ain't started wilding yet. Cash, go. You've been waiting on this, goddammit. Go.
All right, so look, this is my topic. I like this shit. Not with what happened, but it's because it allows me to reference some shit I talked about in the past. So a couple episodes ago, go binge watch the whole fucking season, and you'll know what I'm talking about. I said that you can get away with killing cops if they're not in proper uniform, because you can say that I didn't know it was a cop because their uniform wasn't up to code. I'm gonna watch this case closely because I guarantee you that their lawyer team against this is gonna say the same shit. They're gonna say they didn't know that this security guard was actually securing the area because blank, 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 his uniform or his attire, whatever they use to get out of this shit is what I'm using to get into some shit. Like 100.
I was way out of hatching up in the head. We ain't even really told Z responsible for the outcome as a result of ourselves on the show.
And whatever Cash has said.
Nah. Go ahead, Cash. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going, Cash.
We're going to be able to start defending ourselves with lethal force based off of this case. Because if they come out of this case and say anything was wrong with his attire or something with his clothing is the reason that they justified killing him, that's the same excuse that I'm arming our community with to defend themselves with lethal force against police mishandlings.
I do not want to see anybody else die from this bullshit. It's getting old. I'm seeing people shooting up 97 people, and they're getting brought in without a bruise. They don't even get hit with the sandbag. I'm definitely 100% positive that this young man was not the aggressor when the police came. He was probably clearing out the situation. It is absolutely and utterly ridiculous, and this shit has to stop. What do we need to do to make it stop? Desiree, your view. Let's go.
You need to educate. We need to educate our people, because they need to know the ins and outs of law, one. because they just listening to public defenders and other lawyers telling them stuff that's not true, and that's how they end up with plea bargains. We need to teach our kids how to weapon safety, first of all, arm themselves, but do it in a safe manner, and then just take matters into our own hands. That's all I can say about that. I mean,
Fridge, go. Before I go on my, I'm feeling passionate about
taking matters into our own hands always be the role that we want to go down, but you know, that's the same thing you could say about Trayvon. He took matters into his own hands and his case came out just as bad as everyone else's one. So it's like, no, we need the legislation to change. We need the laws to change. Like, definitely need to get in the house and make some real changes. That's about all I can say.
But how about who gonna change them? Because all the politicians are dick riding, lame ass, bitch ass niggas.
We gotta get the old ass up out of there.
Don't even get me started on these politicians.
I mean, how else we gonna get the old ass motherfuckers up out of there?
And because how? Because niggas go there and do a straight Democratic ticket. So how the hell if Democrats don't give a fuck about black people, Republicans are the only people that at least they got the notion to say I don't give a fuck about black people.
Right.
It's a lose-lose situation. Yes, vote. Go vote. I'm not telling you not to vote. If you feel like that's what you want to do with your time and that's your energy, I do it. I used to sponsor a voting drive. You know what I'm saying? I just feel a little bit differently about it right now. It has to be organized changes amongst the oppressed. And then maybe we can go out there and do something. But we have to get ourselves together.
Well, I like to think of it like this. I like to take Republican and Democrat. I just think of it like this. There's enough racist people in this world that they control 80% of what goes on in this United States. That's fair to say, right? There's enough racist people in there. So when you look at the Democratic Party, you have the ones that actually are out here trying to fight for what they feel like is right, whether it's policies or they just don't like the Republicans, whatever the case may be. It's not enough for them to even measure up to the Republicans. So if we have to pool our votes with them so that we can at least try to overthrow the racist powers that be, then what's the problem with that?
I didn't say it was a problem. It just sounds like Disney World.
It is. It's a chess game. So, I mean,
when it comes to that shit, you got to understand that some of these politicians, I'm not even going to use party titles. Some of these politicians, they'll get on TV and say one thing and they'll parade one thing. But when it comes to the bill being signed and voted on, they vote far differently than the shit that they spew on TV. Whether, no matter what channel they on, even some of the people that like we so-called hate, like they're voting on things that's actually beneficial for us when it comes down to it. So I try to look at what they're actually voting on and what their voter history is, because it's a lot of politicians that's been in place for over 30 years, over 40 years, and shit's been bad for decades. So if you're in place during this time, let's look back and say, all right, the crime bill was a real big thing back when Bill Clinton got it done. All right, but nothing got done without votes from both sides. So let's go back and look at that bill and say, all right, who a part of this political party and who a part of that political party endorsed this bullshit that ultimately fucked us for decades? And let's get them motherfuckers the fuck out of there, period. Like, I'm not going to say, well, you made a mistake back then, but I think you're on the right path now. Like, no, nah, bro, you fucked up a lot of families' lives forever and set us back hundreds of years, if not more, with that crime bill bullshit, and we're going to be digging out of that grave for the next couple of decades. So anybody associated with that, it's like rape to me. I don't care what good deeds you did. If you rape somebody, fuck you.
Facts. Let's go to the chat real quick, guys. It's a healthy discussion in there. Alicia says, and we as black people must vote. We must vote and stop thinking our voices don't matter. The tale says, shit like this is why I feel like I have cheated my sons by bringing them into the world. So it's,
right,
it's
right,
deep.
Right, right,
right. The fallacy of a democracy is that the people have power. The main goal of a politician is to lie to his or her constituents and line his or her own pockets while maintaining full control over every aspect the population lives. Sheila says we have to police our own shit. But most are too busy buying Gucci, living in the projects. Oh, we have to start by changing the way we move. Stop living off the government long term. I understand that people may need some help, but it's not long term. No. Correct. Because then you get, it's like the thing, right? You don't like the way your mom and daddy tell you you got to come inside the house at midnight, right? Right. Grown ass man telling you you can't have no women over, right?
Right.
But get off your ass. Get your own shit, and then you get to go ahead and spray up the club all you want. Make all the babies you want. You get all the bitches you want. Eat all the snacks. You can drink directly from the orange juice carton.
That's bitch, what you heard from what you said.
Y'all still pouring in glasses of orange juice when you should be buying your own goddamn orange juice, complaining that it has Pope in it. Bitch, if your mama like Pope, she the one buying the shit. And that's what the government's doing.
This nigga talking about Pope.
I'm talking about life, nigga. In general. You know what I'm saying? This is. I know it got broad, and we was talking about one specific instance. But at the end of the day, guys, we are dying. Votes will help, but we have to get organized. We have to get together. Like I know the other day, I posted all these crazy pictures with me with the Klansmen and by whites only doors and shit like that. But one thing I learned about that, it was in the Civil Rights Museum. Just to take away the troll from it. But it was in the Civil Rights Museum. And one thing I learned about them, because it was in Savannah, and they had organization. I ain't with the nonviolent shit. I'm with arming yourself if it has to be. But they had one thing that I said that they had organization, and their shit happened swiftly, and it was one of the fastest and easiest transitions because of the sheer mental phallus and organization of that particular NAACP in that area. And I say we have to get organized before we get anything. Yes, vote if you want to. Yes, vote if you don't want. Don't vote if you don't want to. But the main thing is the people that don't vote, the people that do vote, y'all all are the same color. You niggas need to get together. You need to figure out how to self-police yourself, how to get armed, how to get educated, how to be self-sufficient, how to pull your money, resources, energy, and time together as one so you can move as one and get out your goddamn mammy's house and stop drinking the motherfucking orange juice and start drinking it directly out the carton and buying your own shit, eating up your snacks. If you want to leave the goddamn lights on, leave the lights on unless you live in my house because I'm still a grown man and still get frustrated about leaving the lights on even though I pay the motherfucking light bill. But I mean, it's it can go either way. But at least I still got freedom. I can walk my balls out if I want to. You can't because you live in a public house, and it's metaphorically speaking. Think about it. Read that. Go. Any last words on this topic before we move forward? Fuck that disclosure. Let's get it. I don't get to tell you to do that shit. That's their shit.
No, we can move on.
All righty. So Desiree, read what.
Telling black parents stop kicking your fucking kids out at 18 when they're not ready.
Black parents. That's it. Black parents, stop kicking your kids out at 18, forcing them to pay bills, dog. Let them be ready, mature, financially stable before you send them out into the world. All this bullshit, I can't wait till you get out the fucking house bullshit. That's bullshit. White people be having their ass in the house. You watch goddamn Property Brothers, the motherfuckers be having a budget of $750,000 living in their mama basement, bitch. Your fucking kids is going to a $500 a month roach-infested motherfucking apartment getting goddamn food stamps because you a lazy piece of shit don't want to goddamn help raise the motherfucker that you brought into this world. Shut the fuck up, you whack! Anyway.
Now I'm going to read the disclaimer. We and even our affiliates hold zero responsibility for the outcome of ourselves of the show. Thank you. But everything you said.
So moving forward, Desiree, we have a song that dedicated to your new theme song because I seen your new Instagram. Although I felt like I shouldn't have seen it because we missing scared of that shit. But that's just my personal opinion. You're strong. Cash dedicates the song to you. I'm thinking he's trying to get close to your bag though.
As long as he's a little secure.
What is going on right now? Is that the song?
Bag lady, you gon' hurt your back.
You like that shit, don't you, Desiree? Yeah.
Dragging on them bags like that.
This is dedicated to Desiree, coming all the way from Tennessee. Cash sends his regards
to you. Is you
yes.
One day all them bad
gonna get in your
They ain't gonna
way.
Get in cash way though.
One day, all them bags
is gonna nothing get in stop your it. Way. He's persistent.
This is going down. Day, I'm
trying to help you. You know what a weak man is? She's uncomfortable. We'll stop it. But this kid and this is that shit though. So you can take yourself out of it, but I'm still gonna jam.
I just want to give a shout out another bag lady is in this group right now watching the show.
Who's that?
Latasha Barber.
Latasha Barber. Go ahead with your bag self, girl. We see you out there living your life all sexy and all of that. Y'all like my DJ voice?
The DJ voice is nice.
Yeah, oh, the ladies all over the place. Going through this, you are strong, gorgeous, and your bag is sexy. You ain't crowding cash space, though. I think you got a big old house.
Hey,
he ain't gonna say that shit, babe.
One day, he gon' say,
you crowd in my okay, space. One more time, hold on. Oh, shit! Sing it, boy! Oh, yes. And this is an entertaining-ass show, I must say it myself. Get it.
That's my damn song.
That is that shit. Yo,
what
shit.
Who
in the building? I see you, Latasha. Go ahead. Hey. Oh, damn. She is so groovy. I'm telling you right now, Erykah Badu, if you are watching this right here, I will get in trouble. I will get in trouble, goddammit. I still love my wife, though. You good. You look good, too. You ain't no Erykah Badu. You bad as fuck. Look at me while I'm looking at you. Look at me in my eyes. That's romantic right there. Hey, I also like to give a special shout out to Shayla Doja because I am not ever using a bag with you. Ever. Shoot the club up. Shoot the club up. Fuck population control. Shoot the club up. Shoot the club up. Fuck population control. Shoot the club up. All right, cut that shit.
All right, it was getting awkward.
Don't shoot clubs up. I mean, only quitters pull out. Got quiet and awkward.
Very.
Just the way I like it.
Club up, fuck population control. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a smart nigga when I want to. Cash, this is your part of the show where you say whatever the fuck you want to do and I zone out and maybe distract Fridge. Go.
All right, so I want to talk about movies. I feel like that it's not enough people talking about movies. And I like movies because I don't watch TV. I don't follow a lot of bullshit. And the funny part about why I watch the movies brings me to Incredibles 2. So anybody that saw Incredibles 2, this section is for you because I want to talk about deep dive into this shit. A couple of things that I like about the movie is they had a female lead and not just a male lead.
That's the girl.
They came back in the season.
That thing got cakes, though.
I knew that was dope.
Not only did they have a female lead,
I'm gonna go watch but it, was looking at
a female lead as a protagonist as well for the screen slate.
The wife on the
and then I'll come back with some of it.
Huh? What happened?
That was the AIP. What? What y'all think about?
Oh, best part about Incredibles that I like, honestly, I know y'all about to get all deep, but when Jack-Jack was wilding with the raccoon, I watched that shit all the time. My son loves that shit, and he wilds out every time he sees it.
Hell yeah, man. Jack-Jack my nigga. For real.
My son was Jack-Jack for Halloween.
Your son is Jack-Jack for real.
Yeah, he is. He's the real life Jack-Jack.
I was at Lifehouse one time and he was like, where the fuck did the baby go?
Yeah.
And it was like,
I was nervous. So we got this beautiful, like, little small end table. It's like stone bleach wood, you know, that gray, like, you know, HGTV wood. And this little nigga can pick that shit up and, like, throw it the fuck around. And I lifted it. I was like, this shit got weight.
Word.
Yeah, he's wild as fuck. He doesn't care. Anyway, back to the movie. I do love that part, but that Screen Slaver thing, that's his name? Screen Slaver?
Yeah.
That was a little bit deep. I like movies that are for kids.
It has some content to it.
That make me like be like, you know what? I like this movie.
Yeah. He was actually playing out real life social issues that we have today, saying that we're stuck in our devices type thing. That was pretty dope. And what Cass said too, I like the fact that this was like literally like the first female lead in a cartoon superhero movie ever. You know, even though we all know Mr. Incredible was always the lead, it was like, yeah, he kind of took a backseat to Elastigirl in this one. So that was pretty damn dope. That's it.
Desi didn't see the movie, y'all.
Desi didn't see the movie. She's whack as fuck. And she went to go see The Grinch and has not seen Incredibles 2. Who does that shit? The wives are high-fiving. I'm nervous.
Shout out to the wives. High-fiving. I'm nervous, too. What was the high-five for?
Because y'all in trouble.
Right. That's what it looked like.
I just like to say, since we're in trouble, that you two are gorgeous, educated, strong black women.
With natural hair.
And whatever we did, we're sorry.
Ooh, ooh. I'm not sorry at all. Whatever I did. Punish a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Punish. Oh, we on air right now? I thought we went on break.
It was, yo, this shit was getting awkward. There's a lot of sexual tension. A lot.
Oh, no, we released that this morning.
I know.
It's done.
I'm sure. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, we had to change the seats. All right, Cash.
Okay,
The tiger beat.
What?
Hi, Dad. Your dad watched the show?
Yo, this is what I was. I have. Chrissy says I have virgin ears. I have to go. Latella says, bro.
We didn't want to play Bag Lady. That's my shit.
We were just talking about that. We're gonna talk about some of the characters.
Look. Yeah, hey, back to the movie.
Back to the movie.
Chris, like a couple things that was like real deep. They talked about how we look for heroes, and when we see a hero, we can stand back and work and report instead of helping and things help solve things that we can do ourselves. And when I see shit like that, I think of Kanye West, because I look at Kanye West like a hero. But the shit that he doing is shit that anybody could do. Just going out there and saying, hey, I know you probably a bigot and a racist motherfucker, but you're still a human being. And you still understand the quality of life, and you still understand that I want clean air in my lungs just as bad as you want clean air in your lungs. So let's clean some of this bullshit in the air up. Let's clean the air. You see how I did that metaphor? Double entendre. Basically, we can do that shit too. Like the shit that Kanye West is doing with Trump, we can do with our aldermen, our city council, our local representatives and shit like that. But instead, we sit back and we wait for a hero to come save the day, and then we record them and celebrate them and post them and repost them instead of like kind of getting together and going out and fixing our own problems. Because a lot of our problems we can fix ourselves when we just get off our ass and do it. And so that's kind of how I interpret the way she's.
Nah, I feel it.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Very deep.
She never seen the movie once again, y'all.
So yeah, I never seen the movie. It's all right, Cash. I'll watch it.
Cash, send her the movie, Cash. Not that movie, but the other movie. Send her.
Yeah. Movie minus dick.
Send her Incredibles 2, okay?
Yeah.
Cash.
Me and Desi gonna have a live. We gonna video record each other. We're gonna go live in a group, and then I'm gonna post the movie, and then she's gonna watch the movie live, video recording.
So we're gonna watch y'all watching Incredibles.
Yep.
No, we're gonna watch Incredibles live on the group, but it'd be like me and Desi, we there, it's a date, everybody else there is just watching the movie. Just like when you regularly go to the movies. Like everybody else there is just watching the movie, but you're on a date.
Don't do it, Desi.
Y'all are
funny. So it's gonna be a who's man's innocent chill.
Okay? I bet you.
Incredibles tonight, y'all.
You never seen a shot like the one that Cash did. He didn't even pull the trigger, dog.
What'd he do? I don't
want to
know.
No, I'm just saying that the whole bag lady thing and shit like that. I think that was a shot.
That was a shot.
It was a shot. And yeah, he was more like the spotter. I was the sniper for that.
How much percent single is he
though? Yeah, how much percent single are you, Cash? Because we already know from the pre-show that you got to be 100 for that bag.
So
if that number goes down, we got a problem.
I'm like
17%
single right now, man.
17%? Yo, you was just 29, you was 27, you was 23, now you 17%. You must have given up, dog. I rescind my shot for Cash. Sorry. That nigga 17%. You about to be 100% committed in a second. Something don't sound
so
right.
So are you still taking applications at 17%?
Yeah.
Absolutely. What?
Damn.
I got a churn rate of.
Cash, do you own a bulletproof vest at home?
I think this nigga is secretly black man. You can take a damn black stab and shit.
Hey, y'all need to keep the business reference. I said I got a churn rate of 5% a day. I could be 22% tomorrow.
Ooh. Oh. Damn.
Okay.
Young lady, if you were the one that had that 7%, your job is not too stable. Look at me. And number one, if you're not watching this, I guarantee your job is not stable because I remember the last motherfucker that did not support Cash during this show.
Yeah.
He ran out.
He ran off the plug twice.
Yo, this nigga ran out of the cameras.
She's probably watching now.
Yo,
I ran off the plug twice.
Yo, guys, we are brothers. We tell everybody, we tell each other everything, dog.
Better pack.
See, this is why I need to be in the chat because I want to know the story now.
You don't want to be in the chat. We'll start a new chat.
You start watching this show, you got like 2 weeks max.
That's horrible.
Hey, you better support the fuck out of me because I'm going to support the fuck out of you. And if you can't watch the show and like a business page and share a post, I'm done with you.
But what if you watch the show?
And she's back.
Hey, she shot back.
Listen.
I just need
60
seconds. If you can't watch this
show, this shit getting awkward. Ken in the building, guys. Don't forget. Hit me up in the inbox. Let's talk some business. He got a dope clothing line, y'all. Chrissy still has virgin ears. Shayla says shots fired. Guys, it's time to move. It's 5:00. You already know what time it is. You want to go first?
Whose man's is this?
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whose man's is this?
Hey, yo, who man is this?
Yo, hey, whose man's is this?
Hey, man,
whose man's is this,
man?
Yo, young Desiree the shot shooter. Let me hear it.
No, y'all make fun of me too much for it. I'm not doing it.
That's the reason why we want you to do it. So we can make
she did it? What'd she do it?
She'd be like, who's man this?
I've never heard you say it before. And you on the doggone show.
You yeah, you faithful.
I have said it. Sarah, and I'm sure this shit
more than anybody. Say it. Let's hear it. Go. Go, God damn it. Peer pressure. Go.
I don't give
go,
you peer pressure.
Go. 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 Go.
All right. No.
Cash, could you please ask her nicely?
Yeah. Ask her nicely. Take your shirt off. Production said no. Jamal said no, man.
Hold up, chill. Cash, go ahead.
Hey, yo, Des.
What happened?
Mm.
I'll say it. I'm not screaming it.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear it.
I felt all on the spot.
Before you say it, I'm okay with you only saying it and not screaming it. Because I know you're saving this screen for something later.
Sound like that 17%.
Wow.
2% like milk in a minute.
I claim that 17%.
Just claim it.
Claim that shit.
We yep. Oh.
There you go.
No, you can't claim it unless you say whose man's this. Let's go.
Whose man's is this?
Yes, no, okay, it's good.
Yes.
Yes, I'm
it's actually whose man who's... is this?
Oh, it's a man this week.
Yeah. Maryland teacher admits to calling black man the N-word because she didn't like how he parked.
How he parked?
I have the video too, if you give me a second, but I want to read some shit about her name and everything. Whose man is this? You racist old ass teacher bitch, you. You went around, going around, say the word nigga, and you're proud about it. Most goddamn ass racist ass teacher bitches like you be in the closet. Trump got your ass out here thinking that it's all good with your redskin ass jacket. Redskins is a racist ass team. You got the Redskins jacket on. You're like, yeah, I called them that. And so what? Fuck you, you old ass bitch.
Yeah, the Warriors too. Yeah.
I'm about to give your name. We got a platform. What is this whole ass old ass bitch name? Oh, a white school librarian in Maryland was caught on camera admitting to using a racial slur. Dawn Lennon. That's DawnLennon.
Oh, wait a minute. Dawn.
Never mind. That's not her name. Dawn is the wife who whose husband was called a nigger by Darlene Sale, because that Dawn Lennon sounded
like that did sound black.
Darlene Sale, a 70-year-old employee of the Potomac Landing Elementary. If black people, if your kids still go to that goddamn school, you might as well turn in your black card, you piece of shit.
I got you, Latell. No disclaimer for this.
School in Prince George County. And that's a pretty pricey place. Maryland is the most expensive place to live in the United States of America, by the way. And this bitch going around calling people niggas. This young lady, Dawn Lennon, can afford to live in goddamn Maryland where one-bedroom apartments are $5,000 a month. Bitch.
That bitch look old as hell, too.
Read the disclaimer.
Nah, I'm not reading
shit.
Nah,
fuck that old bitch. Why find this goddamn thing? I'm about to find you the video of her admitting. Yeah, I get it.
Hold on.
Let me see.
Parking spaces done got so serious, man.
Y'all talk while I find this goddamn video.
Yo, Cash. Yo. Old ass in the parking lot.
Old ass teacher bitch.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do, Cash? Old ass bitch parking lot.
Don't bother me. You can call me a nigga 1,000 times. I ain't gonna let you let me risk my freedom and my resources. I gotta work to provide a future for my kids. I ain't gonna do shit to you. I'm gonna keep it pushing. I'm gonna go to work. I'm gonna stack my dollars and I'm gonna fund a politician that's gonna fuck your life up.
Nice. There's old ass bitch.
She probably gonna die soon anyway.
Oh shit.
God.
Chandler says she gonna die soon. Old ass. Dez.
Crusty ass mothball in your vagina ass.
Dez. You hop out the car.
Lame ass.
Old ass lady.
Old
say,
turkey neck ass.
Nigga, you in my spot.
I can see your scalp through your white hair ass. smelling like Ben Gay ass teacher bitch.
What driving you
a gray Ford Explorer 2017 in Maryland ass. You lucky I don't have your license plate ass bitch. I got 10K following this shit every day, bitch. And I bet you at least 500 of them is in Maryland. I'm playing the video, but this is how long it's taking this old bitch to get out the car to get confronted.
Oh, that's the video?
Yeah. Look how old. Look how long it's taking it.
God damn.
Get your old ass out the car, you.
Your husband the N-word?
Decrepit ass
mother. In front of my children? You just called my husband the N-word in front of my children.
Oh, Weevil Wobble ass.
Did you? Touch me. Do it. You go to jail.
Oh!
What? Next time you're going to say it to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to be as nice. And I got your license plate number too. And it will be on the internet.
It'll be all on the interwebs, bitch. And you spend you're it without on the internet, pay ass, ma'am. So keep on being racist, old bitch.
You live with black people.
Get used to it. Get used to it, bitch.
I probably
Listen. He was like, "Honey, get in the car with your weak ass. You a weak ass nigga too." But just kidding. I wouldn't have did shit either. I don't really give a fuck about that. But the fact that you're educating you know what I'm saying? How do we know she ain't in here? Here go your book, little nigger. I remember it wasn't legal for you to fucking read Pickaninny. You know what I'm saying? Wow. What is she doing to your children?
Right.
Yeah. Come on, man. This shit got to give. It got to stop. If
read the disclaimer.
I put it.
If the young hero who got slaughtered trying to feed his family and give him a nice Christmas did not move you, the politicians, the goddamn Uncle Toms in there that voted against prison reform did not move you, these right racist motherfuckers is educating your children, guys. I'm not saying start a race war. I love all people. Gay, white, Chinese, all of that shit doesn't matter. If you are straight up and cool, you cool with life. The clout god will bestow blessings upon you as long as you pay your clout tithes, and that's T-I-D-E-S because we love the wave. Trademark.
I can't stand the wave.
I said wave.
I said wave.
I know. But we have to talk about the water. You talk about that hay, bitch. Anyway, go. This shit got to stop, guys. We got to organize and just become a better community. That's all. That's my cry, dog. This is not a spew of hate. I'm just sorry that this had to happen. I got upset because she educates our children, dog.
Right.
Our children.
Right.
Yeah, you got to educate your children. That's not right. Like,
and she's educating future powerful people, dog. That's a nice place in fucking near DC. That's the suburbs of D.C. So this is congressman's kids who's going to grow up, as you know, to be congressman. And you got a teacher that's okay to say, nigga, I need her job today. Fuck that suspended shit. I need her job. So somebody start me a petition up and email it to whosemansisthispodcast@gmail.com so we can go ahead and get it out there.
Word.
Yes. Everybody sign it.
Hey, and if
you go to that school, go ahead and let the air out that little bitch tires.
Make sure you slash 3 of the tires.
Don't slash them. We don't want to slash. Just let the air out. We don't want to do all that. We ain't that bitter. We ain't that bitter. We just want to let the air out.
I don't condone any violence. I condone. This is a call to action, and that is it. Y'all ain't even organized to start spilling blood in the streets.
I bet she asked nigga for help, too.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, sonny. You mind taking a bitch? No. I seen you on the internet. I'll kick your basket over, bitch. What? Oh, I will speed up and honk the horn on your old ass. Listen.
Yo, we are out 13. We can talk about this old ass bitch all day.
I think we picked the right one for this year. Who smashes this? You might have won the award for 2008. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have the award for 2008.
We had some good ones.
Well, we're gonna let the wives have that. That's a secret, but that's okay. Right.
I think the motherfucker got stuck in the wall was the best one.
Duh, this bitch right here take the cake.
The motherfucker trying to rob somebody.
What was that dude? What was that? What was that? What was that? South Missouri's most white Mike.
White Mike was funny, but White Mike, the OG,
dog.
That was the best one.
Kiss his kids, you thought he was saying kiss his dick. Yeah, and then we went to a whole tangent about having to suck dick to live for your life.
Sucking dick for your life.
White Mike, the best one, because you had to answer the question, the gun question. You had to answer the gun question.
Right.
Hand jobs only here, dog.
Man, whatever, man. You know you put that shit in.
Nah, mouth, fuck bro. Them kids, man.
Cock meat sandwich ass, motherfucker. We all rap. Yeah. This is a part of the rap.
Yeah.
Under your mouth bits. Under your mouth bits.
It's never fair. No, it always turns left. Yo, we be losing. Listen, we went from 23-8. So what you said, cock meat sandwich.
God damn. I mean,
that was a drastic ass drop. I'm sitting there looking at that shit. That shit was damn near 30. So that nigga said that shit, they was like, oh, just when I get gay, I'm out.
I guess we can always go back to same.
All right.
No. Yo, we out.
Nope, last words. Desi, last words. Vagina.
Have a good week, and I'll see you in the room, in the page.
Cash, go.
I saw a comment that I wanted to comment on because it rubbed me the wrong way. Someone said, we kick our kids out because they're disrespectful as fuck. I feel like that's a hell of an excuse because you raised that motherfucker.
How do you did what? Oh, we kick our kids out because they're disrespectful as fuck.
Yeah, because you don't want to raise them.
Yeah, you raised them, you failed, bitch. Sorry.
Yeah.
All my kids respect me. They fear for their life. But it's all good though. I'm not kicking my kids. I tell them no matter what, they got a roof over their head. We're gonna get it together. I am building an empire. I don't know if you got a place to sleep. Huh?
I said as long as I got a couch, my kids got a place to sleep. Now we are down to sleep. Crashing on the couch though, like you're not gonna get a whole room at 30 years old. You have to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, to get put a little bit of fire under their ass. You know what I'm saying? Right. Fridge, go. I know you got something suspenseful to say.
Nah, I mean, you know, hey, you know, if y'all celebrate Thanksgiving, we know that's coming up next week. So y'all make sure y'all overeat. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do.
The indigenous people died.
Right.
White people did.
Also, I put up a post a couple of days ago. I said, you know, if your kids don't use you as a pill at least once a week, you are doing parenting wrong. So I want to stand by that. Let your kids lay up on you, watch TV with you, talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Don't just watch the motherfucking game and shut your damn kid up. If they ask a question, bitch, answer the shit.
Answer the question. What if you let your 1 year old use your belly as a mattress?
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
My big ass grown ass son still be falling asleep on me. That nigga's a grown ass man. He love his daddy.
Right.
I'm teaching shout out to my daughter. She got first place.
Woo! What she got first place in?
The science fair.
Oh, okay. Shouts out the science fair, smart kids of color everywhere. Y'all ready for me to say what I got to say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is what you came for. You
do it, do it, do it, do it.
First thing, I'd like to say shout out to all vaginas everywhere. Especially the one that I'm using. Also, black women is God. Clout God is coming. Winter is coming. Are you prepared? Are you prepared?
Oh, shit.
Huh? Coming? Oh, he's full of strength. It's all about a matter of time.
Sky Daddy coming.
Alrighty. Clout God is coming. He is coming. The only way you can survive this winter is by paying your tithes to the Clout God. Share, like, donate, support the wave, because he is coming and he is bringing the end with him. I love all of y'all, though.
That's your final words.
Life loves you. Clout God will kill you.
Yeah, we do the intro for next season.
It takes like half a second to click the fucking thumb. Stop being lazy motherfucking bastards and go like the business page. We appreciate you watching the show. We appreciate you liking and sharing the show. But it's people that like, share, and watch the show that don't like the business page. That's whack as fuck.
Please like the business page, like he said. Share the show, like he said.
Yeah, oh, please, shit. 3,000 times ago. Go like that shit or fuck you.
True. Shit got deep. Anyway, we're out. Like the show. I mean, something. Shit, I don't know.
I said please. These niggas ain't gonna say please.
I said shit. We out. Let's end this shit.
Hey, y'all, please.
Hey, but
she just had three nipples, though.
She really had three nipples.
That's a fact, dog. Fucked me up for like 2 years in college. I didn't want anything to do with it.
Milk come out one, two.
I don't know.